Okay.
Ability to kind of anticipate what the offense is doing. How much is that something that's so rare when you will entrust someone with that? How many players have you done that with ever?
Well, I think it's a total combination of the way he studies the game, the way he studies the opponent, the way he works at it. Because I think a lot of players can study the opponent and have an idea of what's coming, but everybody doesn't have equal ability, you know, and he's got a great combination of ability, work habits, study habits, instincts, and all of those things combined to help make him the player he is.
I know you're concerned about your own defense, but both teams have some great pass rushers. What do you think about just all the great pass rushers that are going to be going up against each other? Or not against each other, but are going to be playing in this game?
Yeah, I think the fans will have an opportunity to see, you know, some real good pass rushers because Kansas City, they got two or three that are pretty good. We've got a couple that are pretty good. So if you like pass rushing, you know, people will like it. So we'll see what the game plan calls for and how it gets executed, and hopefully they don't get to rush as much as we rush. Well, you know what? He's been nursed along, and he's a rookie, basically, in my mind. And so I know that he's going to make some rookie mistakes. Hopefully he'll make some plays as well. And then we'll just kind of have to see how it goes, you know. I don't think that we can expect that he can go out there and play a whole game, though.
With him not having that ability to play the whole game, how important does John Simon become in your defense?
Well, John Simon was important last year, as you remember, you know, and he came in and did a very good job for us. And so I expect that John will be able to do the kind of job he did last year and maybe better because he's improved a little bit too, you know. So I think our group is a good group, and we talk to him about helping each other and being ready to step in and do your part and all of those kind of things. So I think John will do well.
Quentin Demps showed up late in camp but then started making an impact right away. What's his transition been like into your system?
Well, it's been pretty good, really. You know, I think he's got some instincts. I think he said that he kind of likes the system and he might be a good fit in this system, you know, and so it's kind of playing out like that right now, that he kind of understands it, he's learning it, and he can make some fits and make some plays because he does have some instincts as well. So I expect a lot from him.
What do you think makes him a good fit for your system?
Well, he's got experience, one, you know, and then he's got some quickness and anticipation. And when you have quickness and anticipation and understanding the scheme, that allows you to make some plays.
Romeo, obviously you had Justin as a youngster, as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He's evolved into, you know, one of the great defensive players in the league. Could you talk a little bit about him? And how he, you know, I know you guys don't like comparisons, but needless to say, he and JJ are, you know, kind of at the top of their profession right now. Can you, things that you see similarities and differences between the two? And
well, I think the thing about Justin, you know, I had him as a rookie, and he's like many other college pass rushers that have to learn to be an outside linebacker. And so he was going through that transition when I had him, you know, and he showed that he had a good combination of quickness and strength and ability to rush the passer, and he's developed that ability and to be a pretty good pass rusher. You know, when you get 22 sacks in a year, that's quite a few, and that's pretty good. Not many people can do that. So he's developed himself to be an outstanding player, you know, and that's who he is. And you see who we have, because you watch him all the time, and he's a pretty good pass rusher as well. So, like you say, people who like pass rushing, they'll enjoy the game, maybe.
Romeo, can you talk about this defense last year was thought of as being really, really good. You've added some other pieces. Can you talk about what kind of expectations you have of this defense and what excites you most about this group of players you have?
Well, first of all, you have to start new every year, even though last year you might have done something, or in some cases you didn't do anything last year. But then you come in, and this is a new year, and you got new players on the team. They have to learn the system and get adapted to the guys on the team and how we do things and all of that. And I tell them that every year, you know, you got to start over, basically. Now, I tell them that, but what I'm hoping for is that we can pick up where we left off, you know, and toward the end of the year, we're playing pretty good defense. So if we can start the year playing pretty good defense, I think that that'll be a good sign. And we just have to take them one game at a time and see how we do, you know. And I think the addition of some of these guys will be helpful. You know, Vince, he's a proven guy in the middle, and I think that that will help us. And if Demps keeps coming along, I think that that's a good addition. I think some of the young players that we drafted are good additions, you know, but they're young and they have to learn and they will grow. And the quicker they grow, I think the better we can be.
Romeo, a couple of quick ones for you. First, just your thoughts on how Kevin Johnson might do as he makes his regular season debut. And also for you personally, is this emotional at all to play against the Chiefs, the old team you used to coach, and with some of the things that happened on and off the field, some difficult times in Kansas City, some good times too?
Well, you know what? You've been in this game a little bit, so generally you have an opportunity to move whether you like to or not. And so then when you have an opportunity to play against a former team, you want to win, you know, and that's what I want. I want us to win the game because, one, it's the first game, it's the AFC game and all those things. But, you know, I did coach there before, so it would be good to win the game. And so for me personally, that's what I would like to happen. Okay, on Kevin, I think Kevin has made good progress through the preseason. You know, he's gotten into the games, and he's shown that he's competitive and will compete, will take some chances, you know, and he's learned. I think he learns from his mistakes. So I think he'll represent himself well when he gets into the game. But like I told him this morning, that things get ratcheted up a little bit in the regular season, you know, and the speed of the game is going to be a little bit faster. So he better prepare himself likewise.
Kevin said that the hardest thing for him in the transition was figuring out the different PI rules, that after 5 yards you can't touch the guy anymore. Have you seen him get better at that?
A little bit. A little bit. He's still got work to do in that area.
Do you agree that that's
Well, you know, when you come from college and you can jam them anywhere over the field, and then you get here and after 5 yards you can't touch them, you know, I think that's hard for a young man to adapt to. But he doesn't have a choice if he wants to play. So he's learning, and he is not as touchy-feely down the field as he used to be.
Romeo, knowing J.J. and Justin as you do, do you think their personality is such that that seeing the other on the field opposite each other is going to turn into a little bit of an internal competition for them to try to make the louder statement?
Well, I hope not on J.J.'s part. I hope J.J. is out here trying to do his job, and he can do his job pretty good, you know. As far as Justin, I hope Justin thinks about everything, you know, and hope he's distracted, and maybe he won't get as many sacks.
Andy Reid joked that they're not going to throw the ball at all, that they're just going to run the ball with Jamaal Charles. It's not every week you have to game plan for a guy like Jamaal Charles. How do you go about that? What extra measures do you have to take when you're facing a guy of his caliber?
Well, usually if you can put 12 guys on the field, you help yourself, but we can't do that, so we have to emphasize pursuit, effort to the ball, good angles on tackles, wrap up on tackles, and things like that, because he's got an extraordinary talent as far as his speed, his vision, his reaction, you know, as a runner. And so if you get him into space, he's dangerous.
How do you feel about where your run defense is right now?
Well, it just depends on who you're looking at. You know, if you're looking at the preseason stats, it's not very good, you know. Hopefully we can improve on that on Sunday.
You kept a young guy at the outside linebacker position on this 53-man roster on Carlos Thompson. Do you expect to dress all four players on the 46 Sunday, or just take the three vets?
Well, with Carlos, it will depend on his injury situation, you know, because he's been banged up. And so we got to get a go-ahead from the trainer before counting on him.